Chapter 46. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath day it shall be opened, and on the day of the new moon it shall be opened. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate from without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priests shall offer his burnt offering and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate, and shall go forth. But the gate shall not be shut until the evening. And the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Jehovah on the Sabbaths and on the new moons. And the burnt offerings that the prince shall present unto Jehovah on the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish, and a ram without blemish, and the oblation shall be an ephah for a ram, and the oblation for the lambs as he shall be able to give, and oil, a hin for an ephah. And on the day of the new moon, a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram, they shall be without blemish. And he shall offer an oblation, an ephah for the bullock, and an ephah for the ram, and for the lambs, according to what his hand may attain unto, and oil, a hin for an ephah. And when the prince cometh in, he shall come in by the way of the porch of the gate, and he shall go out by the way thereof. And when the people of the land come in before Jehovah in the set feasts, he that cometh in by the way of the north gate to worship shall go out by the way of the south gate. And he that cometh in by the way of the south gate shall go out by the way of the north gate. He shall not return by the way of the gate by which he came in, but shall go out straight before him. And the prince shall come in the midst of them, when they come in. And when they go out, they shall go out together. And on the feast days and in the solemnities, the oblation shall be an ephah for a bullock, and an ephah for a ram, and for the lambs, as he is able to give, and oil, a hin for an ephah. And when the prince shall offer a voluntary burnt offering, or voluntary peace offerings unto Jehovah, the gate that looketh toward the east shall be opened for him, and he shall offer his burnt offering and his peace offerings, as he did on the Sabbath day. And he shall go out again, and the gate shall be shut after he hath gone out. And thou shalt daily offer a burnt offering unto Jehovah of a yearling lamb without blemish. Thou shalt prepare it morning by morning, and thou shalt prepare an oblation with it every morning, the 1/6 part of an ephah, and of oil the 1/3 part of a hin, to moisten the fine flour. An oblation unto Jehovah continually by a perpetual ordinance. They shall offer the lamb and the oblation and the oil every morning for a continual burnt offering. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, if the prince give a gift unto any of his sons, it shall be that one's inheritance for his sons. It shall be their possession by inheritance. But if he give a gift of his inheritance to one of his servants, it shall be his until the year of liberty, and it shall return to the prince. To his sons alone shall his inheritance remain. And the prince shall not take of the people's inheritance to thrust them by oppression out of their possession. He shall give his sons an inheritance out of his own possession, that my people be not scattered, every one from his possession. Then he brought me through the passage which was at the side of the gate into the holy cells which were for the priests which looked toward the north. And behold, a place was there at the end westward. And he said unto me, this is the place where the priests shall boil the trespass offering and the sin offering, and where they shall bake the oblation, that they bring them not out into the outer court, so as to hallow the people. And he brought me forth into the outer court, and caused me to pass by the 4 corners of the court, and behold, in every corner of the court there was a court. In the 4 corners of the court there were enclosed courts, 40 cubits long and 30 broad. These four corner courts were of one measure, and there was a row of building round about in them, round about those four, and it was made with boiling places under the rows round about. And he said unto me, These are the boiling houses where those who do the service of the house shall boil the sacrifice of the people.